Check. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Episode 72 of Future Perfect Radio. I go by the name of Tax. Interesting week we have so far this week. It's going to be interesting for me too, because I don't know what the fuck is going on. So we're going to do really quick. We're going to get into some Pusha T numbers on the board. And then let's let this ASAP 12 rock as well. Last year being broke. I'm going to get into that. And we will be right back. Future Perfect.
I'm so bossy, bitch, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing the S, nigga. Your plane's missing the chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast guard, come a hundred, going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Don't let your side bitches settle in. Might have to head, but you ever land. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on this double-edged sword. Whether rapping or I'm rapping to a whore, might reach back and relapse to wrapping up this raw. Givenchy fitting like his gym clothes. We really gym stars. I'm like D-Rose, no D-League. I'm like these clothes. 88 Jordan leaping from the free throw. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Motherfuckers can't rhyme no more, bout crime no more.
Mix drug and show money, Biggs Burke on tour. 25 bricks, move work like chore. Hit Delaware twice, needed 25 more. I see flaw, cracks in your diamond. CB4 when you rhyme, Simple Simon. Come and meet the pieman, a must that I flaunted. The legend grows legs when it comes back to haunt us. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Can't a bitch live and say I bought a Michael Kors. Every car driven was decided by the horse. Keep the sticker in the window case you wondered what it costs. How could you relate when you ain't never been great? And rely on rap money to keep food upon your plates, nigga. I might sell a brick on my birthday. 36 years of doing dirt like it's Earth Day. God. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Y'all feel like that?
C'est la dernière année que je suis en galère. C'est la dernière année que je suis en galère. C'est la dernière année que je suis en galère.
Yeah. Totally coming for the top spot. Young nigga from a hot block that'll pop shots and pop drop. Plenty shots in my stock pot. Use the trap like a hot spot. How could you not cop? 7:30 on the jot dot. Getting flirty with a hot cop. Stop me in the drop top. See a man trying to cock block. But the nigga ain't top notch, so he can't stop block. I'm a mall till the clock stop. That's Marvin till forever. Had to get my shit together. Now my nigga switched to weather. We can get that shit wherever. However, whatever. Me and my niggas do it better. Put that two and two together. Yeah. Woo. This my last year being broke. Let's get this money, get this money, get this money out. This my last year being broke. The smoke is open, we gon' think about this money, yeah. This my last year being broke. Let's get this money, get this money, get this money out. This my last year being broke. Let's get this money, get this money, get this money out. Pockets low, fuck these hoes. Posted by the corner store. I don't know where I'm gon' go. Fuck that shit just like the dope.
Shit steady on my mind.
Shit, I'm heavy on my grind. See, my mama need a crib, daddy need a ride. Life is do or die. Shit, I do it suicide. Pockets looking dry, girls can scrutinize. But fuck it, I'ma win. Fuck it, I'ma sin. Fuck it, I'ma die. Like fuck it, I'ma ride, trick is to the sky. Put the victim, trick them, clit them, hit them high. This for hitters, that be with them killers. That be with them bitches, that be getting niggas raw. We the illest, that'll keep it trillers. Got a fleet of bitches, that'll creep up in your squad. Handle business, man, I handle business. I don't gamble with it, I'ma go and get it.
Yeah. This my last year being broke. Let's get this money, get this money, get this money out. This my last year being broke. The smoke is open, we gon' think about this money, yeah. This my last year being broke. Let's get this money, get this money, get this money, yeah. This my last year being broke. Let's get this money, get this money, get this money, yeah.
All right, and that was ASAP. Excuse me, ASAP 12E. Last year being broke. Before that, I was pushing cheating numbers on the board. Just in case you don't know, Future Perfect episode 72. Damn, we just registered we in the 70s. It's crazy. Future Perfect Radio. I go by the name of Tax. I got my man Byron the Poet here with me.
What up? What up, folks?
Zan's not here with us today. Besides, he wants to be an adult on Thursday. How you feeling today?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. I really can't complain, man. It's been a crazy, crazy week, but some amazing, amazing things happened in my life.
You G1, right? Am I bugging? Are we coming out? Keep talking? Go ahead.
Yeah, I can hear myself loud and clear.
I'm going to turn you up. Go ahead, keep talking.
What up?
Am I bugging? I can hear you. Okay, so you're just kind of not giving a lot to the mic, but I can hear you.
I don't know. I can hear myself loud.
Yeah,
and
that's
clear.
Better. That's better there. Cool. All right. Okay. Yeah, my bad. We good now. All right. Yo, so what's been going on this week?
Man, I don't know, man. There's a lot of shit just happening. A lot of weird shit. A lot of cool shit.
Oh, Nip's service was today.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Rest in paradise, Nip Hustle. I think it actually streamed on Tidal this morning too at like 10 a.m. for free. So if you missed it, I'm sure you could probably even watch it if you got Tidal.
Yeah, BET was doing it too.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, man. I mean, that man had a really, really interesting, I guess this is kind of like part two of like what we talked about last week, but like he just had a really, really interesting reach on culture, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think the fascination of the love factor, where do you feel like that came from?
I just think it's like I don't like. He definitely wasn't like the huge breakout mainstream artist and whatever. But I think it's because of I guess like the quality or like caliber of the people that are like mourning him, also like help people understand how important he was to music. You know, like when a lot of big acts are like mourning his loss, like you know, like really heard about it and you know expressing. You know, the love and gratitude towards them, then other people start to understand, like, wow, like, this dude was, like, really influential, you know what I mean?
Do you feel like, I mean, he's had an impact similar to, like, a Malcolm or a Martin?
Oh, I think that's yet to be seen. Okay. I think we're living through it now, so it's difficult to, you know, to really tell. But I think, in like another like 5 years or something like that, you know, people will be able to still look at interviews and get a lot of knowledge, you know, like in a sense, I think definitely right now you can put him in like a pocket as like with Tupac for sure. Like just kind of like the message and stuff like that. I just think it's different with Nip coming from like, you know, being in like the gangs, like directly from that life. And, like, speaking to it. And then, you know, even doing as much as, like, you know, similar things as, like, Kendrick and other people wanted to do as far as, like, trying to unify the neighborhood gangs regardless of color. Like, I think he could be put in that category right now only because, like, the impact he's had during it. And, like, we lost somebody way too soon, you know what I mean? Like, before he could even, I guess before we felt like he could really get all that he's wanted to be done, but I mean, maybe he fulfilled his mission. Like, maybe, you know, God says, like, you know, everything good and bad is, like, for him. Like, you know what I mean? All things good and bad are for the glory of God. You know what I mean? So maybe it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, we didn't get to see what he could do here, but maybe him being, you know, like, in heaven or something like that brings upon a change here mm-hmm. that probably wouldn't happen if this didn't happen. Not saying that it should have, mm-hmm. but we have to also look at it like, you know, people have woken up more to these things that he said because he's gone rather than, you know, if he was here, like, no, not nearly the people would be, you know, paying attention to, like, what Nip was doing in what, like, you know, he was trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, I think you're definitely right about that. It's fascinating for me, like, the emotional response that people have had because of, you know, his passing. Like, I find that very interesting. Especially because, you know, I mean, it was a relationship via the music, above all things. And I think that's a testament to the power of music. I mean, you saw it with Triple X's death. And I mean, even in the fuckery that, you know, we see in the R. Kelly case and even the Michael Jackson cases or, you know, any Woody Harrell, like, you know, Woody Allen, right? Like, not Woody Allen, Woody Nelson. Willie Nelson, not Woody. Willie Nelson, right? Like, these people still wield incredible influence, right? Even though they've had this, like, you know, sort of, they've made some interesting decisions in their life. They still wield an influence on a culture or a cult of people that love what they do and what they stand for. So it's, I don't know, man. It's I think it just is an interesting demonstration of the power of music. And to be frank, like, I think it hurts and it's affected people, but man, I don't know if it's gonna be a change. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that still remains to be seen. Like, I don't think I've said this, like, last week, like, I'm worried that, like, you know, we've learned nothing from this. You know what I mean? Because, like, the thing is, like, I had a conversation with my boy, like, about this, and it's like, cool, like, you're like woke to it, but like, what's knowing without action? You know what I mean? Like, what's knowing, like, oh, well, you should do blah blah blah, and then you're not putting action behind your knowledge.
Oh, most definitely. And I think that's a big issue, you know, within our community in general, is just that. But, you know, it's one of those things where at the end of the day, like, I can only I always think about it like this. If something touches me or inspires me in a way, like, how can I bring it to life, right? Like, and I think I don't need to wait for permission for other people to do that. And I feel like we live in a world where we're constantly seeking permission or a basically, like, you know, the okay to do something, right? And I think what Nip stood for is just doing it. Just being it.
Yeah, like, I think the big thing is we live in a world now, well, like, especially now, like, with social media, where, like, the big thing is to be woke. But the thing is, it's like, I think people
woke
just get
is a word that's just been co-opted. It's, yeah. It doesn't really mean anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. Like, yeah, I was slightly alluding to that, but I think we put an emphasis on, like, knowing things, but not necessarily, like, the action behind it. We praise the people that, you know, are smart, but we're not always praising the people that are actually doing it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We don't give enough credit to the people that do it. Like, well, Nipsey was a knowledgeable person and then also put action behind the words he said.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that, you know, social media, like, worships because they say nice things, but, like, you know, like, where's the action behind what you're saying? And then mm-hmm. a lot of times we find that the actions are contradictory to what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I only, like, again, like I said it last week, but, like, I'm afraid that, like, yeah, we're gonna feel a way about this, and then a couple weeks later, like, we're not, like, nothing is gonna change.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think to your point, it's yet to be seen. Rest in paradise, man.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Nip. We'll leave it at that. I don't want to get too deep into it.
So what about the NBA this week, man? You know, two greats retired, and Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade. Budweiser dropped a commercial about it, about Dwayne Wade's, you know, journey and how he's been collecting jerseys from people that he's played for and that he admires, as well as like people that have he's affected in their lives.
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram. Really liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah, like,
I think it was a little opportunistic.
Why you think that?
I mean, I imagine that Dwayne Wade doesn't really drink Budweiser.
Oh, of course not. But if they're gonna...
So that's one thing. Second thing is like, I mean, how does this, like, what's Budweiser's reason to believe in this, right? Like, why, what gives them the authority to enter this conversation? Just because they play basketball and they sell drinks at the arena? Otherwise, where's the intersection of relevance? Just the fact that he's retiring. So I don't know if, and to me, that's just, I don't know if, you know, I'm just cynical, but it just seems really, really opportunistic. That's like, it's like if, you know, Twinkies decided to put a float in the Irish parade on St. Patrick's Day. Is there, what's Twinkies' point of view in that, in the Irish culture, right?
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, well, it's just random product placement.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, we'd be naive to think that there's not an ulterior motive for everything. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, Dwayne Wade got a check.
Yeah, but even like
that's
Budweiser.
The ulterior motive.
Like Budweiser, I mean, let's be honest, it's probably like Bud Light gets like drank by like the metric ton at his games. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They have a vested interest in celebrating any sports player, that kind of thing. Typically, though, they don't really. I can't recall in recent time a Budweiser commercial with like athletes in general. Like,
you're proving my point. So
let alone a black athlete.
Black
athlete.
Besides NASCAR.
Yeah, which, NASCAR, they'd be letting it rip.
Well, exactly, because I mean NASCAR is synonymous with drinking, but a professional athlete and you telling his story of the items and personal items that he's collecting along his, you know, farewell campaign, like, I think that's a little, you know, a little exploitive and opportunistic.
Okay. I mean, you're Mr. Advertising Man. I get it, but I looked at it as, like, from just the point of view of, like, what they did. And I was like, this is really dope.
So what was dope about it?
It was dope, like, you know, like how they put it together. Like they were showing him like swapping jerseys with other people. And then like, you know, there was like three people that he impacted, at least from the Instagram one. Like his mother, this girl who I think her brother, like, you know, they wrote to him. And then he like autographed his name on the sneakers. And there was another dude I think that he met that like he helped, you know, like, get off the street and, like, get his first job and stuff like that. So I thought it was dope because, like, Dwayne Wade isn't the kind of person that, like, will go out and publicly say this.
Yeah.
So it almost, like, we know Dwayne's a great guy. But then that kind of, you know, makes him seem greater, like, when someone else tells the story about, like, you know, the things that he's done. Because especially, like, with, like, athletes, like, you know, there are some that say it, but then, like, the bigger athletes, you don't really hear about it. And then you straddle that fence of, like, oh, like, you know, like, is it a flex if I'm just trying to help somebody? Like, people might try to take it the wrong way. But, like, when somebody else speaks of, like, the great things you do, it looks, like, better. And then I kind of put myself in it. I'm like, damn, like, I want to be able to influence, like, people's lives like that. Like, you know, impact people like that. So it was like, okay, like, you know what I mean? But it was a little weird that it was Budweiser because I was like, why Budweiser, though?
I mean,
like, why am I looking at a Budweiser ad right now?
Look, I may have let it pass if it was Gatorade, but the fact that it was
Gatorade would have fit better.
I mean, the fact that it was Budweiser, it was kind of like, again, a little opportunistic to drop an ad, a sentimental ad like this, on the last game of the season for Dwayne Wade.
I'd rather that than that Gillette commercial. I'll take this every day. That Gillette commercial was trash.
Indeed. I mean, we totally know what that was. I mean, that was just like someone's attempt at being edgy. And I mean, that's almost as bad as, like, you know, Burger King's fish stick ad, right? I mean, the chopstick ad. Have you seen that?
Nah.
Or the Dolce & Gabbana chopstick ad, where basically it showed Asians can't... The thought was that Asians can eat with chopsticks, can eat anything with chopsticks. And basically, they had them trying all these American food items that they couldn't eat with chopsticks, which was hilarious. I mean, which is horrible. Yeah. It's like... It's hilarious to me because it's like no one in the room thought this was actually really offensive.
Yeah.
And it's just funny. So, again, I think...
Budweiser just wanted the black dollar. They were like, hey, we like Dwayne Wade, too. Right. Yeah, I should drink
it. I mean, that's what I'm getting
black
at,
black people
right?
don't drink Budweiser where under people, any conditions.
Right. So it was just like one of those... Again, did anybody in the room raise their hand and say, hey, this doesn't seem exploitive? Or like kind of like offensive, right? You know what I mean?
You ever see that meme where like the guy, they're in the boarding room and then this guy says something, they throw him out the window?
Yeah.
That's probably what they were like worried would happen. These places, like when it's like 9 to 1 in that boarding room, they're like, shut up. Like, they don't care.
Right.
They're like, did Dwayne Wade say it was exploitative? When they threw him that check? No. And the people that went on that video say it was exploitative? And I guess it's like, I get it. But I felt like the gesture, even if there was like, you know, an alternative, like even if it was kind of like a Trojan horse, I still felt like the gesture was nice. Like it was a Trojan horse. I was like, damn, it tugged at our strings. And then I realized at the end of it, it's like, I just fucking watched a Budweiser commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Budweiser's fucking trash.
Yeah.
Except for like Bud Light Lime, it's okay, but mm-hmm. wouldn't drink that over and over. You got wild different beers and you can only drink like one that's tolerable. That's crazy. But yeah, like, I get what you're saying.
So, I mean, on that note, right, who wins the finals this year?
Golden State.
What?
They're probably going to do it again, and then Durant's going to New York.
I think this is Houston's year.
I'd like for it to be someone else's year.
I think it's Houston's year. Yeah, I think they're the best.
Toronto is
the better
good.
Team in the West. I mean, I don't think there's a team in the East that can beat the West. You know what I mean? I mean, to be frank.
Well, it's been like that for a while.
Yeah, I mean.
Aside from like the Cavs mm-hmm. for a while until LeBron left, it's been like that. It's kind of been like Cavs or nothing. Like Toronto looks good. Damn, drawing a blank here. There's a couple other teams. Like Boston's Milwaukee. In it. I thought Milwaukee was West.
No.
Where the hell is Milwaukee? Show me that. Like
Milwaukee is in the Midwest, but they're the best team in the Eastern Conference right now.
Oh, they consider that East?
Yeah.
I didn't even know Milwaukee was a place. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, they're in the Central.
See, that's where Budweiser comes from.
No,
and then
Budweiser is actually headquartered in Virginia.
Oh no, is that Coors Light that comes from Milwaukee? Never mind. Yeah, they've like topped the Rockies and shit. Yeah, yeah, okay. Never mind. I tried.
But yeah, Milwaukee is the best team in the East, followed by Toronto, and then of course you know Boston's in, Philly's in.
Yeah, Bucks is there. Raptors.
Magic is in.
Yo, East is looking kind of
rough. The Nets, they're in. I mean.
East is looking kind of rough.
I mean, again, I don't know if there's a team that can really beat them out of the, you know, in the East.
I mean, the West, I feel like the Warriors were kind of just like taking it easy anticipation for like, you know what I mean?
Well, I think the question is, will Steph Curry be healthy?
One monkey don't make no show, though.
And unfortunately, in that circus, it does.
They still got like 30 other niggas. Their bench is deep.
I mean, but at the end of the day, like, Steph Curry is who keeps you in the game.
Yeah, but then they still have a pretty solid lineup without him.
I mean, yeah,
it's the person deep. Who fills his shoes has to be like solid at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I don't know if that's enough because Steph Curry is a game changer. I mean, he's your number two behind KD when it comes to like scoring.
Yeah,
and I don't know if I don't know if he can do that.
So here's the thing: they're gonna get to the finals, like Western Conference Finals.
I mean, there's some teams they gotta go through.
They can do it. They're seeded number one.
Yeah, yeah.
So then they're gonna play the Clippers.
Yeah. Clippers look good though. I wouldn't sleep. They look really good.
I mean, from an honest standpoint, though, I think I'd be more interested in the Western Conference than the Eastern. Like, I'm a Nets fan, but Sixers are probably going to beat us.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the Sixers go, but honestly, it's probably going to be like, I feel like Toronto might have it.
I mean, Boston's a sleeper team in this, too, because, you know, if they get through Indiana, I mean, that in itself puts them in a position where they knock off one of, they'll be playing head to head with one of the better teams in the West, I mean, in the East. And they could potentially knock them, they could knock them off. You know what I mean? If things start to gel. But I don't know. It's interesting, man. I think it's up in the air, but I think Houston takes the NBA championship this year. I think James Harden is in his own. And I think their team is playing extremely well. Great team basketball, great team defense. And I think if they can make it through the West, they're definitely going to do some damage to the Eastern teams.
Yeah, I'd love to see like the Eastern Conference take it, but the Western got it again.
Yeah.
Like the West has been good for way too long.
Well, it was like that for the East for a while, though, in the 90s.
I get it. I just like for it to be a bit more competitive. It is not. It's getting to the point where like everybody's sick of cold weather. And like the only place they want to go is New York because they're going to bust the bag open for them.
Basically.
Like they keep joking that like Dirk's just going to come back next year for like max contract at the Knicks and shit. Like, and then like everybody thought they was going to get Zion in like the draft. And he's like, nah, I'm going to play another year in college.
Well, he wants the championship now.
He needs some better shoes.
I mean, he does, but he's like, it's kind of interesting. He's staying another year. I'm surprised by that, but I guess he's kind of bitter about losing in the Final Four this year.
Yeah,
which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
because they had probably the most talented team in college basketball.
Yeah, I guess he was hoping that, like, you know, he does one run in there and then goes to the league so he gets his, you know, his championship, you know what I mean, for the legacy and whatnot.
Yeah.
So when people get the Zion trading cards, like, you know what I mean, they'll see that on there. Is that even a thing? Do they still collect trading cards for that?
Hey, you know, I used to do that, right? Like, I would have the rookie cards because, you know, the rookie cards, that's where the money was.
Yeah.
If you had, you know, Sammy Sosa's rookie card, could you imagine what that would be worth? Especially when it was brown Sammy.
Yeah. I don't know about this white Sammy. You know how, like, you know how, like, when you cook salmon, it's like pink, but if you overcook it, it's white?
Yeah, that's what you got.
Salmon Sosa, yeah, that's crazy.
Yo, Salmon Sosa, yo, if he would have walked up in this motherfucker right now, dog, I feel like, you know that scene in Thriller where Michael Jackson turns into the actual monster.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I would be like when I'd be the shorty in the car seeing Mike Jackson turn into the actual monster by seeing Sammy Sosa walk in the door.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
He looks like a vampire like that.
Yo, it's crazy, man. It's like he lost all the color from his body. Like, how does that even work? Bleach? Wow.
Listen.
He bathed in a tub of bleach for a couple of days? Like, what the fuck, yo?
Yeah, listen, I wish I knew. How do you reverse the process? Like, how do you just get color back? I like to get a couple of shades. I'm tired of being called yellow, yo. I'm sick of this shit. They ain't finna call me beige no more, dog.
Hey, well, maybe you need to holler at, like, you know, one of the Kardashians, dog. And I mean, you know, they got the cosmetic game on lock.
Rihanna got Fendi skincare.
Hey, true.
Black owned business. Hey, love to support that.
Do that. I mean, but Kim K black. You seen her booty?
Where's the music? Let me find this music. Hold on. You hold that thought. Where is it? There we go. What were you saying now?
Kim K got the black booty. You can't tell me she ain't got a black booty.
But is it real though?
I mean, she had a baby.
Okay.
You know, so I mean, you know, women spread as they have a baby. So I would imagine that was part of it. Now, I mean, the last two, obviously. And Kanye's having a fourth, by the way. You heard about that, right?
Yeah, they... What?
From the same surrogate.
Yeah.
I mean, this is starting to get suspicious. Is Kanye fucking this surrogate?
No.
Or is this surrogate business just, you know, code for Kanye been sliding up in other Johns on the side?
You know what? We'd have to see how the job looks. I had to explain to somebody what that was.
Yeah.
Because somebody was like, yo, man, they can't keep having kids because, you know, Kim might die from that. I'm like, do you not know what a surrogate is? Like,
it's a test tube, baby, doc.
I'm like, you. It's like taking a file off a USB and putting it on another computer.
Perfect example.
Yeah, I'm like, that computer doesn't get pregnant. The computer you plug the USB in does.
Man, I wonder how much she's getting paid for that shit.
I'm like, you're literally taking the bun out of her oven and putting it in somebody else's oven. Like,
you know?
What do you mean?
That's it. You just transferring the batter to the oven so the bread can rise.
See what I'm saying? She can still do her thing, you know what I mean? While the surrogate goes through all that.
Hey, well, look, Kim K is... allegedly going to law school in 2021.
You know what? That would surprise other people, but it doesn't surprise me at all.
Why is that?
Because she's been like to get out of jail free card for like the past like 2 years.
Oh, that's very, very true. So now she's about to go learn the game?
Yeah. And then following her father's footsteps.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
She over this influencer shit, dog.
Yeah, she's like, let me get to the real bag.
You know? Let me get this Robert Mueller money.
So let me get this. Damn, what was her dad's name?
Kardashian.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, was it not Rob Kardashian? Was it Rob? No, it's not Rob.
Yo, it was something. Damn.
He was OJ's.
Yeah. Attorney.
Or involved in the OJ case.
Yeah. Robert Kardashian. There we go. I was like, why doesn't that sound right?
Because he has a brother called Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't live up to the name, damn. No offense to Rob, man. It's all right. It's still time.
Hey, look, and at the end of the day, I mean, you still rolling in bread. So, I mean, fuck it. Hopefully you just stay off them drugs.
And Black China. yeah, like, it doesn't surprise me. I'm like, she's been to get out of jail free card for like 2 years now.
Hey, real talk.
And then, like, you know, it empowers her to, like, defend people she feels like, you know, could do it. Listen, I'm all for, you know, people, you know, getting their knowledge up and doing things to help better the world.
Would you let Kim Kardashian defend you in a case?
You know what? I feel like this would be like Legally Blonde. So I might take a chance at that.
I think, yo, hey, in the court of public appeal, like, I would totally let Kim Kardashian be my attorney.
Yeah, you ever seen the movie Legally Blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be like that. Like, she just catches somebody off guard real quick, and I'm like, word.
I think what she do is she put your trial on Instagram, dog. And she start tweeting or talking about this shit. She changed the whole legal game, dog.
Yeah. She IG live the trial and
shit. You know what I mean? Like she changed the whole meaning of fucking juries, dog. Trial by jury. She made the whole internet the jury, dog.
Damn, she can't. Because now if that happens, that should turn into Black Mirror.
But that's the thing. That's it. Why wouldn't it?
I'm scared now.
She could fuck the whole game up, dog.
Yo, some fat slob on his couch can decide my fate.
Yo,
on Instagram,
like or dislike.
Word, she put a poll in there. Like, should this nigga go to jail? yes or hell yes. It's unblockable, nigga.
The shit would say yes,
exactly,
or nah.
Word. The only no you get is you, nigga. Yeah, nah. I mean, I don't know. Again, listen, get your education. And it's like, you know what, too? At some point, though, like, when your kids get older, and they're going to wonder, like, how, like, you know, things were. It's like, you can't really, like, it's hard to be like, yeah, you know what, I just got, like, yeah, she did the sex tape or whatever. But then I capitalize on that. Like, you also kind of want, like, every parent wants, like, you know, to be, like, a role model to their children. So it's just like, hey, like, you know what, like, yeah, X, Y, Z happened. But, you know, I was able to establish businesses. You know, your father did X, Y, and Z. I went to law school. So, like, there's more to life than just the influencer marketing. You know what I mean?
So, would you be like...
Like, even me, like...
You tell your kid, look, I was once a stripper. But, my nigga, you can do it, too.
Fuck you think Cardi B gonna say to her daughter? You think she gonna lie to her daughter and be like, oh, yeah, nah, they lying. I wasn't a stripper. Like, yeah, she gonna be like, yeah, but, you know, I overcame that and look where I'm at today.
Shook that ass. You can shake that ass, too. You know how your parents be like, you know, I got mine and you got yours to get?
Yeah.
She gonna tell her, I shook that ass for 100 racks. You can go shake that ass for 100 racks, too.
But like, we're at the end of the conversation. Like, that's it? That's the nugget you leave your child with? Because, like, I mean, like, even with me, like, if I make it, like, we make it through, like, music and stuff like that, right?
Right.
I'm like, yeah, I did that. But then, like, at some point, I'd like to get a degree of my own, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When I feel like I can afford it, then I, you know what I mean? I'll just pay USC straight up just for the paper.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, do other stuff, like create other businesses. Like, you know, how we try to get this off the ground and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think for me, I empathize with that because, like, even if I get my foot in one way, I want to be able to expand it. Like, hey, like, you literally, you know, if you put the time and effort and, like, you know, the energy into what you want to do, you can make it happen.
I agree with you. I agree. And that's definitely the story that exists in that, right? Like, you know, she's clearly got her head on the swivel. And I think it's a testament to actually how smart maybe Kim K actually is.
Yeah.
You know, she sees this world a lot differently. You know what I mean? Than most people, considering growing up under the spotlight, figuring out a way to monetize her influence, creating businesses. Also being a philanthropist and understanding how, you know, to position herself in culture as a power broker that helps people. Now she wants to learn the law. Like, you know, I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm not mad at that at all.
Like, you know, when I first heard it, I was like, okay, I know people are going to joke about it. But I'm like, let me look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And, like, I totally get it. And I respect it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. And I mean, considering, you know, as she continues to build companies, because I imagine she's going to be in business the rest of her life.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, it makes sense. It'll help.
Plus, like, if, you know, if what people thought of you had to be, like, law on your life, like, yo, we'd still be in slavery, my nigga. Like,
right. Right.
Yeah, like, we wouldn't even be able to do this right now because white people would still think, like, niggas don't deserve rights. You know what I mean? So, like, there's always going to be a population of people that are against, like, what you're trying to do. But at the end of the day, fuck them. Like, yeah. You got to do what's right for you and what you feel is right, you know, for your family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, rulers don't give a fuck about opinions. You know what I mean? That's real shit. At some point, right, like, if I don't ask you for it, your opinions, you know, your advice is not opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or your advice is an opinion, excuse me.
Yeah. I know what you meant.
Yeah.
I was going to come up with like a corny ruler pun, but I just couldn't think of it. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't know anything for gaming this week.
It's all good.
So let's get into some music. And then, I don't know, we'll figure it out from there. I'm going to see if I can get the Ancient on the line.
Yeah, we can talk about it. We got a beat tape dropping. This black hole, dog. This fucking black hole.
Oh, crazy. You know what? With that... Okay, I guess I might have a gaming thing. A little gaming joke. So we're going to get into this Nipsey Hussle. All get right. Funny story about this. One of my good friends I went to school with actually did this beat for him.
Hey.
Yeah, so I want to get into that, and I want to get into Complexion by Kendrick Lamar because I need a little bit more. So we're going to get into that, and we'll be right back.
Smoking backwoods, Marathon OG. What? Started this shit. Like it's the beginning. I know y'all been waiting. My foundation solid. Let's take flight. Ay, look, turn off the lights. Turn up my mic. Roll up some flights. Let's all get right. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. V12s, no 10 niggas, so you see well. My Cuban leg, that's 14K. My presidential, I wear it every day. It symbolizes how I'm enterprising. I came from Latin dicky pockets, so I emphasize it. You check the file and niggas say I kept it silent. But fuck the rumors, money talks and you make less deposits. I dropped some videos, you should go check the comments. They love me all around the world, my nigga, what's your problem? Let's all get right. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. All my liquor from France, my cars from Frankfurt. Told them keep they advanced, distributed and market my label. I own it all, I own it all. Word in them offices is that I want it all. That's right, I don't. And who the fuck is you? To question my request, I pay my fucking dues. Had a couple dreams, now they coming true. Asking, do they come in coats? Walking out the club with a 100 goons. Magnum bottles to the booth and a pungent fume. Model bitches stunting in them fucking shows. Bring your home girl cause she coming toast. Fast cars with them leather seats. Drop top, she a fucking freak. Blow me down while we ride on PCH. I'm that pussy to break. Middle fingers in your face. Turn off the light. Turn up my mic, roll up some flights. Let's all get right. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. I'm in the stone. No money out like a prenup. You need to get your green up. Cause me and my team up. Light up some flights. Lace up my nights. Victory laps. Tonight is the night. This is shit I waited for my whole fucking life. This is shit I waited for my whole fucking life.
Stop. Turn off the lights. Turn up my mic. Roll up some flights. Let's all get right. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. Turn off the lights. Turn up my mic. Roll up some flights. Let's all get right. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life.
I'm with this
complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
This is solo live.
Ooh.
clock is the midnight hour, her bright is the morning sun. Give a fuck about your complexion, I know what the germ is done. Sneak, sneak me through the back window, I'm a good field nigga. I made a flower for you out of kind just to chill with you. You know I go the distance, you know I'm 10 toes down. Even if Massa listening, cover your ears, he bout to mention
complexion.
Who stats?
Complexion don't mean a thing. It all feels the same.
It's a solo vibe.
Dark is the midnight hour, her bright is the morning sun. Brown skinned, but your blue eyes tell me your mama can't run. Sneak. Sneak me through the back window, I'm a good field nigga. I made a flower for you out of cotton just to chill with you. You know I go the distance, you know I'm 10 toes down. Even if Messer listening, I got the world attention. So I'ma say something that's vital and critical for survival of mankind. The feline color should never rival. Beauty is what you make it. I used to be so mistaken by different shades and faces. Then Wick told me, your woman is woman, love the creation. It all came from God, then you was my confirmation. I came to where you reside and looked around and see more. So eyes let the Willie Lynch theory reverse a million times with
complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
It's a solo vibe.
Ooh, complexion.
Two steps.
It all feels the same.
It's a solo vibe.
Tupac, keep your head up, when did you stop? Love and die, color of your skin, color of your eyes. That's the real blues, baby, like you met J's, baby. You blew me away, you think more beauty in blue, green, and gray. On my Solomon up north, 12 years a slave, 12 years of age, thinking my shade too dark. I love myself, I no longer need Q-Pup. Enforcing my dark side like a young George Lucas. Light don't mean you smart, being dark don't make you stupid. A frame of mind for them busters, ain't talking woo-ha. Need a paradox for the paradox, they tutored. Like two tides, LL, you lose 2 times. If you don't see your beautiful in your complexion, it ain't complex to put it in context. Find the air beneath the kite, that's the context. Yeah, baby, I'm conscious, ain't no contest. If you like it, I love it, all your earth tones been blessed. Ain't no stress, jigaboos wanna be. I ain't talking J, I ain't talking B. I'm talking days we got school, watching movie screens. And spike your self-esteem, the new James Bond gon' be black as me. Black as brown hazelnut, cinnamon, black tea. And it's all beautiful to me. Call your brothers magnificent, call all the sisters queens. We all on the same team, blues and pyrus, no colors ain't a thing.
And I don't know what that was about to be, because you don't have to worry about that. That was a skit at the end. That's all good. So we're back. Future Perfect episode. What episode is this again? God damn it.
72.
Yeah, there we go. 72. Again, let's see here. You're talking about that black hole, right? Let's talk into that real quick.
Dog, that shit's crazy. I'm going to tell you a real interesting fact. That image of that black hole,
yeah,
is 5 billion years old.
How does that work?
Exactly, right?
Who took a picture 5 billion years ago?
Yo, that, but it's space time, right? It's okay. Like that light year shit. So it's like, you know, if you took a rocket to Jupiter, I'm making this up, but you may be 30 when you get back if you left when you were 18.
Yeah.
So it's that.
Okay, you know I get I mean? It. Okay.
Right. So it's like, it's that instance of space-time, right? Like, because time is calculated much differently when you look at how far things are in space, right?
Yeah.
Right, because it's not calculated in seconds and hours, you know, seconds, minutes, or hours. It's calculated in a different way. And yo, it's 5 billion years away. What if they hit us with the bait and switch and was like, sorry guys, forgot to tell you, yeah, this picture was taken 5 billion years ago, but, you know, next month, it's going to suck up the whole planet.
That'd be interesting.
He fucked up, right?
Yeah, like, what do you do at that point? Like, oh, well.
It was like, fuck, the whole world just goes crazy.
Yeah. No, you know what's funny? I was thinking, I saw a meme on that that cracked me up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the Xbox 360?
Yeah.
How I used to get, like, the Red Ring of Death?
Yeah.
Yeah, they was like, nah, that's just a blurry picture of the Xbox. And they showed them side by side. I was like, yo, that's nasty. I'm like, it's probably true, but that was crazy.
Yeah, there's so many memes flying around, like, even, like, meat patties and shit. Like, showing burnt meat patties. Next to the black hole.
That's crazy. Yo, yo, can you hear us?
It's good.
Oh, you can hear us, right? You can hear us good?
Hey.
You see that black hole, big dog?
Yeah, that shit was wild, okay.
Don't that joint look like the Red Ring of Death on Xbox 360?
Bag.
Man, I honestly don't.
As soon as you see it, you just like throw the whole thing away.
Nah, wrap that joint in a towel, let that joint just overheat.
It'll be a nice little campfire. Fuck it.
You know?
That's how you used to fix it, nigga. Just melt that joint. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we got the agent on the line with us. Appreciate you, man. You've been on a press run. I see you, pimp. You was on Rexy not long ago. Now you back with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Appreciate you, big dog.
No, this shit kind of weird, bro. I'm starting to get used to this.
Hey, I mean, look.
Yeah, come in the studio one time, dog.
That's it.
Oh, that's the plan. That's the plan for sure. But we going to act up if I do that. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, my man on the road right now, you know, he be making moves and shit. So you got to appear in different places at different times.
Yeah.
Facts. We're gonna need a bottle of Henny on come up there now.
Henrock on deck.
Hey, always.
Henrock.
Yo, so.
Oh, man.
You want to announce it or you want me to?
I mean, you can, bro. It's cool. All
right. So, listen. The rollout for Hotline is starting. So.
What's Hotline, guys?
So, Hotline is a collab project. All right, so let's put it like this. The Hotline Project, right, is a three-part project. The first part, which is Driven, is going to release in the next couple of days. So Driven is a beat tape prequel to Hotline. And Hotline is set in, like, 1980s Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing with this project, we're giving a curated experience. Like, we're telling a story, but instead of just, like, telling a story through the album, we're doing it, like, there's a beat tape, and then there's a third component, which we'll talk about at a later date. So,
right. The
prequel is called Driven. You'll see on the art, like, you know, we got the car that looks like a Porsche, but for legal reasons, we probably can't say that it's a Porsche. And you know, that ties thematically into Hotline and the rest of, like, the entire project. And then Hotline is the actual album where, like, all the beats, maybe for save one that I did, are by the agent. And then, you know, I'll be rapping on all of those. But, you know, that 1980s Miami vibe, you know what I mean? Like, we did release Diana and Champagne Nights a little earlier last year. Well, late last year. And we just aired Beef and Brock, like, a couple weeks ago. What was that, like, 2 weeks ago?
Bananas.
Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't upload that to streaming sites yet, but we're going to probably do that soon, too. But, yeah, Drip is the beat tape. So I definitely want to give you, you know what I mean, the platform to little talk about, like, you know, your thinking behind it and everything like that, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. So, I mean, like, what inspired the themes, guys? Like, and like, how does this play into, like, where we are in culture? Do you feel like this was, like, influenced by it, or is this more of, like, you know, your point of view and how you're trying to shift people's perspectives going forward? Like, what's the thinking behind the project?
All right, well, yo, I got this one tight.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, this shit was all my ideas. check that. But no, the whole concept really was like Tex and I, like I said before, we just we come up with shit on the fly for the most part. Mm-hmm. Like we'll be chatting or whatever, and then I might find a sample, we like the shit, so we make something out of it. And then I had an idea, was just like, well, why don't we just do an entire project that's all 80s sound? And then he said immediately right there, like, the Vice shit. And I was like, exactly. So then he put me on to the game of Hotline, like, just the soundtrack. So mm-hmm. I'm over here looking at the shit. I'm like, bro, we really could change. We could change some shit if we did this. Because, yeah, people do this sound, but they're not going to do it like we are. We're not trying to, you know, I mean, say that we're innovative in the sense that we're the only niggas to do this shit. But at the same time, who's really doing this shit like we are? And when you hear this album, I promise you, this is exactly what you're going to say. You're like, man, nobody's doing this shit like that, period.
Right.
Yeah, and I think the thing with, like, you know, the whole thing is, like, it mainly came about because, you know, he was, like, making some beats. He's like, yo, man, we gotta put out a TC3, man. Like, yo, I'm gonna make you some beats. We're gonna make it happen, right? And then he put out, you know, this one instrumental. We call it like the intro TC3, and it sounds like real.
We should play that tonight, bro. Right? We should play that.
Yeah, I could play that too. We can take a second to play that. But he,
yeah,
you know, he let that go, and I was like, yo, he put an acapella of mine over that, and I was like, yo, I need more of that. Like, that sound right there, I need more of that.
Facts.
You know, and then we eventually came into that, you know, like, when he sent me Beef and Brock, I was like, oh, man, that's that, like, Scarface 80s Miami, you know what I mean? Like, the kind of feel I need, because I feel like I got to balance it out between, like, you know, like, the talk and then, like, actually being able to, like, rap, you know what I mean?
But, yeah, yeah.
But I feel like, you know, the project, like he said, like, the way we're executing it is different. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just like rapping over like 80s style beats and stuff like that. And I know like retro futurism, like especially like retro, is like cool. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I think it's just the approach we're taking on it. You know what I mean? Like trying to give that experience, but then also like telling the story from a different perspective. Like, you get the 80s Miami, but like, you know, it's predominantly like, you know, the Hispanic, like coke dealers, like Scarface, or like, you know, like Pablo and like the Colombians and stuff like that. And like, we're telling it like from a different kind of perspective, but then like fleshing out like the universe behind it. And I feel like with Driven, like, there's a lot to the story that's unsaid that the beats will help kind of bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, because some of the beats you'll notice once Hotline comes out that it shows a duality between it, because then like you'll hear like one beat and it sounds a certain way. And then, like, he'll flip it, and you get another side of it, and it tells another story.
So indeed.
That's interesting, man. That's actually really interesting. So where does, like...
I mean, if you would have been paying attention, Byron, we could have hit you and had you as a feature on that, bro.
Nah.
Nah, he...
Nah, I mean...
Nah, he's supposed to do Low Tide with me.
Hey, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been working, man. I've been in my bag, yo. Like, this year, a cool project will be coming later this year. That'll also include like a short film that I've been working on. So, you know, I just been in my bag. I've been in that zone creating. But when we collab, we're gonna be in the stew strong.
This is going to be a very legendary 2019.
It is, man.
I'm definitely excited for it. Like, I want to get into one of the beats really quick. We're going to get into that that trap really quick.
I love it.
I'm going to let that rock real quick. I'm going to keep you on the line, though. Stay on the line, all right?
I got you, yo.
All right, we'll be right back with the agent. Thank you.
agents.
Trop. I don't know what the official name is going to be on the beat tape, but
I have no idea.
Exactly. We still are putting the finishing touches on it, but we got to get that out before tax day. It's April 15th. It's tax day.
That's funny.
Nah. Let me see here. Ask him a quick question while I find this one. Distract him while I try to find this beat.
Yo, hey, Deja, how'd you get your name?
Real rap. It was from more of a battle rap days. I was more like I was going by the free agent.
Oh, I found it.
And because it was more like, you know, anybody's gonna want to sign me, but they're gonna have to put up the breath for that, and I'll battle whoever I need to just to get that.
Hey,
but then it just got kind of like, you know, I started making the beats or whatever, and rather than do that, I just made it simpler, and it was kind of like a whole Matrix backstory behind it, which I'm not gonna take the time to get into all that because it's nerdy. But and so I went by The Agent, and then I found somebody had the name of The Agent already, so then I, you know, decided to throw on the producer for the rest of the tag. But like I have an alter ego, so to speak, and that's like more of my darker, gritty, boom bap beats, the street shit, really. Mm-hmm. And you know, I figure I keep the same name. There'll be a couple songs, like I'm releasing my own project around Christmas, I guess. But since everyone keeps asking, the ones that know I can rap keep asking, and the ones who don't know, who think I'm bullshitting, well, then we'll see. But that's going to probably have, I mean, Tax is going to be on that too, but we talking real reckless.
but, oh, I, you changed, know what I mean? It's, I changed how my verse starts off for that DARPA chief. It sound crazy.
Oh, bro, yeah, we got, I don't want to give too much away about that project, but I got a track, I flipped the Metal Gear Solid sample.
What?
And listen, yeah, bro. I mean, listen, I got four spitters, bro. We talking that talk. You know, it's going to feel like the clips, but four of us. We really talking that talk. Ain't nobody trying to really indict ourselves or nothing like that, but we speaking on some things that we may or may not have done. And, it's grown man shit. It's acquired taste. It's not going to be no mumble rap, none of that trap shit. We really You know, I'm on that minimalist, you know, alchemist kind of shit. Yeah. We on that.
Yeah, that Currency, cool. Freddie Gibbs, alchemist Fetty shit, right? Right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. And I feel like one that also matches your persona. But I also think, like, mm-hmm. when I think about, like, some of the artists that you work with, it really leaves room for them to, like, be more pronounced in the music and be more, like, be more themselves. Their cadences can right. shine through. Their harmonies and the way that they rhyme, like, can all shine through. And it's a perfect compliment.
And it's funny because I get the comparisons in terms of, I can't say really the bars. Oh, I guess I could say that shit, too, but. I get a lot of comparisons in terms of, like, my voice and delivery to Don Q, which is cool, but listen, I'm just talking. That's all I'm saying. I'm just talking. Tax, no.
Yeah.
Profit, no. We done. Yeah, I'm just talking. Because we still got the Summer Madness that we dropped. I still got a whole verse to that.
Oh.
That I didn't even drop yet. And I was talking some shit. So yeah. That's simple. It is simple and plain. But no, nah, man, that's really what, like, all of this, everything that's going to be coming from me. Shout out to my Black Hand guys, man. Rob De Niro, Nasty, Iron, all them guys. Pro Dylan, just Snotty, my New York dudes, man. I'm telling you, like, we really, it's different. We really rap it. Like, it's really different.
Mm.
It's none of this mainstream shit. Like, we really. It's what I'm talking about. It's just a left hook, right hook, uppercut, Tyson shit. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I put it to you, there's nobody, I don't see nobody really stepping in the ring with any of us this year at all.
I like that. That's so there's that back and forth that y'all going to be providing. Fact. That, yeah, we haven't heard that in a minute. In fact,
my man, but he talking about murdering everybody on a track that we supposed to be killing other people on. And I'm just like, bro, we supposed to be on the same team.
Nah,
and
he's like, yeah, because that paper planes that Iron wants me on, I'm like, yo, that was smooth, but I had to smoke you real quick. You know, personal, you know what I mean? Even that joint you did for Snotty and Pro Diligent, I'm like, yeah, like, that was cool, but I get a 16 on that. I'm about to smoke, niggas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, personally. They really don't want. I'm telling you, people this year really don't want to smoke with us, bro. I've been laying low. I've been real cool. Tax has been in my head, like, bro, you got to stop playing and stop trying to be all laid back, comfort people neck. So here I am.
Yeah, man.
Period. Here I am.
I'm saying, like, you be letting people just sleep on you sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the same way though. I'm. Like, I get too humble to the point where I'm just quiet, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, people got to know that, you know, you do this, you know what I mean? Like, people just sleep on it, and I, you know what I mean? We got to really, this is going to be the year we have to break out of that.
Right. Shout out my man Ace Cannon, too, I ain't forget. I caught up in this conversation, but my boy just, he just had open heart surgery. He's another flame spitter, too, man. He's a real one. So shout out my man Ace.
Yeah, speedy recovery to him. I've been seeing that on Instagram. I'm glad he's doing well. The road to recovery a little bit, but you know, condolences to him. Glad he's doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get into this TC3 intro, and then I'm gonna get into this Junker too.
Yeah, that Junker. Ooh, excuse me.
We had to let that Junker rock too.
Yeah, they.
Then we're probably going to get out of here, actually, after that. I'm going to let a couple more songs rip. Anything else you want to leave the listeners with before we drop Driven?
Listen, man, I probably have – I have some shit I'm working on with my Black Hand guys, man. Probably drop a couple singles here and there between then. But, yeah, just if y'all following the book, if you following the gram, keep that shit up. Like, my info, text them, got that, so – I'm not trying to really waste no more time talking. Play them beats, dude.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. Driven coming out. We got to get that out. We got to get that out this weekend. So,
money that'll drop, no problem.
Yeah, we're going to get that out this weekend. Should be available Monday on all streaming platforms. Some of the platforms are slower than others, but definitely Apple Music, Spotify shortly after. So, we're going to get into that. And then we're going to start the whole rollout for Hotline. So, expect a lot of dope shit coming from us soon. As always, fam, appreciate you calling in. We'll holler at you later, big dog.
Yes,
all right, boy, you motherfucking stink.
Stink.
Fuck you doing with that big stink?
Yo, big stupid ass.
Fuck is you doing, big stupid? Yeah, we're going to get into that TC3 intro. And then, damn, I shouldn't even call it that because we don't know if this is really a TC3. and then we're going to get into this junker and we'll be right back, all right?
You there?
Third time's the charm, let's go.
The agent.
If this beef that needs addressing, I can grab the weapons.
Yeah.
We ain't messing if we spare, you better count your blessings.
Thank God.
We ain't missing, boy.
Nah.
9 milli with the limp wrist. About to throw like Bisquick. Rap Rockland Biscuit. Yeah. And if you playing with the chasing,
come on.
9 milli smoke him. I'm saying that he vaping.
My God.
One thing's for certain.
What?
Never think we playing.
Never.
Never feel whole again. Saying that he vacant.
God damn.
My team rolling this strike like a bowling lane.
Nah.
My team rolling this strike like when they smoke Hussein.
That's right.
And we pull cards like a poker game.
Come on.
Could get your deck shuffled.
Yeah.
It's less struggle, more muscle. More money, less bills with no less hustle. Oh, we thought you were tough. I guess we misjudged you. You ain't got the tools you need. Better guns.
Need better.
If you don't keep it on you, then you better run.
Woo.
The agent. Agent.
Agent. I'm James Bond to your bitch.
know, but a body tells me different. I can't hold you, I feel timid. It's the worst shit that I've been in since I ever fell in love. Or should I say shove? Cause I know that I'm not clumsy. Sometimes love could be so crummy, but I still can't get enough of this roller coaster ride. 1 minute you feeling love, and next minute you feeling high. It's the sun without the rain. What's the rain without the sun? I'm almost positive that I'm not the only one that sees the good in the bad. Cause you need some of that shit. It can't always be smiles in your relationship. Sometimes you gotta crumble down and build even better. Cause it's always pretty rainbows after the shitty one. Go, 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 go. But I'm already gone. Gone, 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 gone. Shorty, tell me what you want from me, so I can finally rest in peace. Daddy situation, can you throw some dirt on it, please? Tired of the headache and I'm tired of confusion. We can end this right now if we come to a conclusion. Girl, make like operations and cut it out. I'm tired of the silence, there's a lot to talk about. Like where we were, where we are, where we gonna go. Cause I see you in my future, whether you say so. Cause you have no choice, girl, you stuck with me. We will never disconnect like Siamese. And that's some real shit, I said it from my chest. And fuck any of the girls that's tryna protest. Cause they don't even know what we've been through. They heard one side of the story, but there's really two. Or should I say three? Cause the third's the truth. Either way, I know they gon' believe me. Go, 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 go. But I'm already gone, 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 gone. Shorty, tell me what you want from me, so I can finally rest in peace. Daddy situation, can you throw some dirt on it, please? Tired of the headache and I'm tired of confusion. We can end this right now if we come to a conclusion. Go, 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 go. But I'm already gone, 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 gone. Slowly tell me.
Go, 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 cause I'm already going, going. That shit's a vibe.
Yeah, man. I got the beat somewhere too. Yo, so that was some unreleased Joey 2 dope. Make sure you go support my man's called Go. Well, I guess we'll temporary title Go. Before that was Inspiration by Vibrant. Make sure you check that out on SoundCloud. Yo, I love the fact that I have like mad unreleased dope music that I can just let off when I want.
Hey, you know.
And nobody gets mad.
Hey, you know. You know, because at the end of the... And what's cool about this, too, is, man, like, yo, it's like... It's the crew.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of just, like, dope music artists in our crew.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I tell niggas all the time, I'm like, yo, if I can, you know, help in any way, like, I'd love to help niggas out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yo, so anybody listening who's an artist, like... Think about that. Like, send us music, man. It's a Future Perfect, man. You can reach us at, contact us at Future Perfect.
Wait, was it info or contact us?
I think it's info.
Yo, info wasn't working last time. Shit. Yeah.
No, it because it is contact us. So it's got to be much easier. We got to just do, like, ask at Future Perfect or something like that. Anyways, it's contact us at future at thefutureperfected.com. Send us your music. Hey, we'd love to play your stuff on air.
Yeah, definitely. Because we want to be a platform for discovery. And we definitely want to speak to artists as well. Not just musicians, but, you know, local artists too that are actually, you know, like art, physical, you know, tangible art. All that kind of shit. Let's talk. Just like we're going to talk to our friends at Swim Sanity at our live show coming up. working out the date still, but it's going to be a dope experience there. Make sure you are in Somerville for that when we announce the date. Free event, all ages. The vibes are going to be curated. I think Rallo, I think Richie's doing it.
Yeah.
We got to confirm that.
Is. Yeah, I think he should be.
It's going to be a dope thing. I also have a dope idea that I want to tell you off air, and I want people stealing it.
Hey, there it is. Let's do it.
But we are going to actually get out of here because we are both tired. And since there was no gaming corner, it just makes it a shorter episode. But we'll be back next week with a lot to talk about since Xana will be back. And, anything you want to leave people with?
Honestly, I just say stay sane in this crazy-ass world.
Word. I don't know what else to say. Listen, definitely appreciate everybody listening this week and our continued listenership. I do have one thing, a call to action. If you are listening and enjoying the podcast, please go like it, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, and write us a review. Let us know how we're doing. That helps us grow as a podcast and as a show and as people.
Yes.
So the feedback and the support, you know, if you do enjoy the show and would like to support this, please go like and rate us on your favorite listening platform. That helps us with the discovery so we create more fans like you and continue to give you dope content.
And if you haven't already, follow us at Official Future Perfect on Instagram. We love communicating with our followers.
Word.
And we love when you like our stuff, but more importantly, we love the interaction. So beyond just, you know, listening, hey, let's talk.
Yeah, hit us up there. Send us some cool shit too. You know what I mean? We definitely post people, you know, our listeners and stuff like that. Like, I don't care. Whatever. Yeah. We want to hear from the people. Like, we know there's a massive audience of people that listen to us, and we do want to, like, take time to listen. And I think part of it is because we don't frequently ask, you know? I think if we invite, you know, open the conversation, like, hey, let us know what you're thinking, you know, give us something to talk about, like, you know, that kind of thing, you know, maybe we'll hear more from you guys. So.
We should create a forum on, like, Discord or something.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
Discord's free.
Yes. Just keep that in mind. If you guys think that's a good idea, hit us up. Let us know.
Official Future Perfect on Instagram. He said it's contact us at thefutureperfected.com.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that too. Other than that, though, you guys have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. We get the fuck out of here. See y'all next week.
Shoot.